Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Access to water hampered the response to a large fire that destroyed a commercial building in South Fairbanks yesterday. City of Fairbanks Fire Department on-duty battalion chief Scott Ragor says the Monday afternoon blaze was at CNR Pipe and Steel in a multi-bay garage near the intersection of Alta Way and South Cushman Street, where there are few fire hydrants.
So we had to do a 1,600-foot lay and then bring in water tankers from other mutual aid departments. So it was, took a while to get water going. And by that time, and even upon arrival, we had fire throughout the roof of the structure.
Ragor says that resulted in failure of steel trusses and collapse of the building roof.
And with the limited water supply, we weren't able to get ahead of the fire. So the building's a complete loss.
Ragor says workers who were in the building when the fire started were able to get out safely, but two firefighters did receive minor injuries in the multi-department response. He says the fire marshal is investigating the cause of the blaze. The Yukon River ice is holding but deteriorating. During a National Weather Service weekly breakup teleconference this morning, Eagle area resident Andy Basich provided an update on local ice conditions.
We're seeing a little bit of rising in the river, a little bit of crowning, waters flowing on top of ice along the shoreline here, not moving very much. It's still going below freezing at night, so in the mornings, even the open or the water on the shoreline is covered with a thin layer of ice.
Basich says water levels are low and he is not expecting to see much movement anytime soon. The National Weather Service reported ice still holding all the way up to Dawson City, but that most of the Yukon River tributaries between Circle and Eagle are open. I'm Dan Bross.